When you hear the phrase home improvement radio show, do you hear this? You could. Fact. In the next 12 months, Americans will spend over $271 billion on their homes. And they're asking for advice on what to buy every weekend on the radio.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Coast and floorboards to shingles. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You got a question about your home improvement project? Need some help solving that do-it-yourself dilemma? Give us a call. We'd love to help you do just that.
Money Pit!
The home improvement market continues to grow. Hardware stores, home improvement centers, paint stores, lumber yards, and home improvement service pros all get busy as people fix up their existing homes.
I went and bought some caulking and put it around the edge of the tub, cleaned it out, and within about 2 or 3 weeks, it's cracking and yellowing. And I have a theory. Maybe when you sit down in the tub, it's pulling that caulking, causing it to separate it.
Well, I'll tell you something, Mike. I think you are right on with your theory. But here's where most people go wrong. They go ahead and right to the caulking step. The next thing I want you to do is to fill the tub up with water. And after you caulk, then you let that caulk dry, then you let the water out of the tub. What's going to happen? Tub's going to come back up and compress that caulk so when you stand in it to take a shower, it can't pull down again. You follow me on that?
Brilliant idea, yes.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
I had a question about outside lights, like floodlights under the soffit. Some of them are up quite high, and I just wondered whether there is any longer-lasting bulb you can buy so you don't have to go out there so often to change those lights.
The quote-unquote duct tape that's supposed to hold this thing together is dry and cracked, and adhesive is gone.
And people continue buying homes in record numbers, supporting lenders, real estate agencies, lawn and garden centers, furniture stores, carpet stores, kitchen and bath suppliers, appliance stores, pest control services.
We finished building our wooden carport last year, and we put metal roofing on top. Well, I went outside yesterday morning, and my car was covered with sawdust. And I've been noticing carpenter bees hovering.
Well, I just bought an older house in Jacksonville, just moved in. It was built in the 50s, and there's no insulation in the walls.
That's because energy was cheap back then. We didn't have to worry much about insulation. The first place you should think about re-insulating, Charles, is in the attic. That's where you have most...
We're building a house, and we're doing a walk-up attic.
Okay.
My question is, we heard that it can be drafty.
You live in a money pit!
I have a hardwood floor in a home I just purchased, and there's dark spots sporadically on the floor. I have sanded fairly vigorously, and while it lightens up, it doesn't take it out.
These homeowners are asking for product and service recommendations. We know because they're asking us. In fact, 80% of our callers want to know how to do a home improvement project, fix a problem, or clean something. And a whopping 14% called just to get our recommendation on what product to buy.
I just pulled this brand new carpet out of this house we're going to move into, and it has beautiful hardwood floors underneath. But somebody decided that they were going to glue down the padding, so I bought several things, and then I'm waiting to speak to you guys so I can hear exactly what I really need to do.
Well, yeah, we're looking at a house, and apparently they had 4 cats. I wanted to see what you might recommend outside of tearing the subfloor out.
Hi. Several weeks ago, you all named a product that was very effective in getting rid of it. I have tried the Clorox, of course, is the usual thing you use, but you had a new product.
The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show is a weekly listener call-in show that offers expert advice on all aspects of home improvement, home safety, home decorating, and energy efficiency. We help homeowners manage their projects and decide what products and services they need to buy.
My question is on geothermal heat. I was just recently told that since I live near the Canadian border, our soil temperature is just too cold and we can't use geothermal heat. Is that true?
My wife was wanting to do some painting and she called it faux painting. I don't know what that is and I want to know if I can do it.
Well, it can be a variety of things. Faux means false or imitated, so you can mimic any sort of technique by painting it in a way that looks like wood, that looks like stone. Your best bet is to go and actually get a real sample of what you want to mimic and take that to your paint counter at your local store and look for things that sort of highlight those colors that are in that piece itself. And by understanding what the natural element looks like, you should be able to recreate it. It's pretty easy and you'd be amazed with what you can create with your own two darn hands.
Hosts Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti are home improvement broadcast professionals, experts you've seen on CNN, Discovery, TLC, The History Channel, as well as on Fox, NBC, ABC, and CBS.
Right now, we might even give you some advice to help you buy or sell a house. Because joining us now is the host of CNN's Open House, and that is Jerry Willis. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Tom. Good to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you, and I'm telling you, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I get to be a guest on your show every once in a while, and I think it's fair.
I think it's great, and I'm so pleased to be on yours.
I was watching your TV show, Leslie, and I was wondering if you had any ideas to bring my oak cabinets back to life.
That's a great question, Dave. You know, and while you were out, we get a lot of design problems where people are looking for quick and inexpensive fixes, and kitchen cabinets are one of those. We've done some situations where we've stripped cabinets and whitewashed them, or you can even go ahead and paint over the entire cabinets in any way, whether it's a solid finish or some sort of checkerboard or diamond pattern. The world is yours, and you can choose it, and those kitchens will be beautiful.
You've read their articles in hundreds of newspapers across the country and in magazines like House Beautiful and Fine Home Building. They've represented brands like 3M, Craftsman, Owens Corning, Black & Decker, Ace Hardware, True Value, Therma True Doors, Sherwin-Williams, Drill Doctor, and more. And they're ready to talk about your products and services every week on the radio.
Give us a call with your home improvement question, your do-it-yourself dilemma. We will try to answer that question and throw your name in the money pit hard hat for a great prize. Our friends at Craftsman have given us a $50 set of pliers, including the Craftsman Gripmaster self-adjusting pliers and the Gripmaster switch pliers, a two-plier set worth $50. We're going to give that away to one caller in the next 52 minutes on this program. To qualify, call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, and you might just be that name we draw out of the money pit hard hat for that great set of pliers from Craftsman. Let's get right to the phones. Steve in California wants to know how to build a better mousetrap.
The Money Pit is more targeted than other advertising. In fact, 69% of our listeners are purchasing a home improvement product or service every month. They're ready to buy. They just need to know where to go. The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show is a turnkey sales tool that can build your business. Let us tell your story on the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show and turn our listeners into your new customers.
Good afternoon. How are y'all doing? Y'all caught me with a paint roller in my hand.